Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Kutumi. I am here as an individual expression of the collective consciousness of the all that is, of the master realm, as well as the archangelic realm. Tonight, as that individual master expression, I wish to converse with you about some of the things that John has just said in regards to applying different technologies with ease. First of all, there's a lot of expansion taking place within the rays of creation. Not that we needed expansion, but the expansion that I speak of is the expansion of your ability to use them more proficiently. You had a basic level of information, energetics, at the very beginning, as the archangels directed you in what these rays were and how they were used. Because of the positioning of certain time locks that were put in place during the fall of consciousness, these templates were not available, and they are very important in the rays of creation. But there was a protective mechanism put over these rays of creation so that in this fallen state of consciousness, humanity would not create any further cataclysmic events that would be detrimental to the well-being of not only humans, but the ability of Earth to sustain herself. These time locks were positioned, and as they were positioned, they limited your ability to create differently or outside of that third dimensional time sequence, the third dimensional template. Now that these time locks are open, it's a huge shift in your ability to use the rays of creation. It has been our intention to show you all along the way and how these templates have impacted your ability to use the rays of creation very proficiently. And more will be given as time goes on, as you learn about the different applications that are now available to you. Last we met, I spoke to you in particular about the seventh ray that many of you were very interested in. And I have spoken to you about the eighth ray, as well as the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. But now, as you have heard, these rays operate as a unit, part of this unity consciousness that is now available, now that you are able to step into that fifth dimensional template of unity and love and sustain it pretty stably. You very rarely fall out of that. And then, when you do, you know it immediately, and you shift, and you are there again. So a lot of times, it just takes your awareness that you have missed the mark. And you say, oh, I see that. And you shift your consciousness into that more fifth-dimensional expression. If it has more complexities, of course, the process that John was talking about earlier is helpful to use because it brings more of the unconscious into the conscious. The template that was retrieved, that fifth-dimensional template, was a crucial template, as were all four. But this stability piece that we have asked you time and time again to pay attention to and to stabilize that fifth dimension and the usability of that dimension so that it can be replicated time and time again in your daily life. So that brought us to the rays of creation, and most importantly, within three rays, the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray, because they pertain to creating form in form, which means there's a great alteration taking place in your body. As you have shifted your consciousness into fifth dimension, your body is in great change, bringing it into that fifth dimensional sequence and out of that dense third dimensional configuration. So the stability of the fifth dimensional template is very important. It's a template that needs to be implemented with every creation. It needs to be focused on in your conscious awareness so that as you create with the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, you do so with the implementation of that fifth dimensional light frequency of stability that you have retrieved from the time lock, so that your creations are replicated in the fifth dimension of unity and love, not just consistently, but they're replicated time and time again in the stability, so that the fifth dimension becomes very anchored, not just in your consciousness, but in your body and in the earth. This is a crucial part of your evolvement and needs to be focused on consistently. The third dimensional template is not very usable anymore. The fifth dimension is becoming more and more not only usable, but applicable. And it replicates now with your intention and your attention consistently and very stably. Not only that, but this sixth and seventh dimensional template is also very significant because it escalates you further. It adds the magnetic piece that is very crucial in a stabilization of fifth dimension because the love element is magnetized to you from source, and there's no discrepancy in that magnetic pull that is consistently created. So you are drawing the element of love. You are drawing unity consciousness to you, each and every creation that you create. So it's replicated in the fifth dimension very, very stably because it's based in love. That compression mechanism that you know so well, you are able to draw the seventh dimensional light template, compress it, make it usable in the fifth dimension. It heightens the frequency of your creation. And this is important to notice because as the frequencies of light, as you are able to maintain these frequencies of light, these more refined frequencies in your body, in your thoughts, in your emotions, in your physicality, it upgrades the third dimensional body and allows it to start losing density. The seventh dimension is a massive, expansive, creative dimension. There is only one template that was retrieved out of that seventh dimension that is available to you now, and it has to do with the magnetics, but it also has to do with amplifying the fifth dimensional template stably and replicating it concisely each and every time because it is influenced by that magnificent seventh dimensional frequency. And it heightens and expands your fifth dimensional awareness. These things are at play right now. How exciting is that? Needless to say, many of you have felt a lot of upheaval in your space. Is it any wonder with all this that's going on simultaneously? It affects the body. It affects the mental-emotional body. It affects everything. So let's talk a bit about the mental-emotional body. We've told you many times that it was so fragmented that you could not even imagine. You are rebuilding a mental-emotional body in a fifth-dimensional frequency range, taking it out of all that separation and bringing it into unity and love. This takes time, because the body is in a huge transition. And the mental-emotional body is part of your physicality. So it's just not there yet. That's why we continually go back and reinforce it time and time again with these new templates and with the infusion of the seventh dimensional template, the sixth dimensional template, and the fifth dimensional template, making it a little more stable so that your thoughts that are thought are consistently clear, Christed thoughts, and your emotions stem from that much more refined level. Eventually, as your ability to maintain your thoughts and emotions consistently from a refined level of Christed thought, you will not have to continually re-look at some of the anomalies that surface or trigger points that throw you back into an old pattern that you're having to reorganize and restabilize in the fifth-dimensional format. So we encourage you to move slowly. Not in doing so much as it's in taking what you have and being it to the best of your ability. Some days you fall a little short. Don't fall into judgment, because judgment hinders you greatly. Judgment hinders you in maintaining the state of love on a consistent basis, because it has to start with you. That element of love that you felt in such comfort in the meditation that Gabriel led you in, this is the state of being that we're talking about, where you are very aware. And even when you're triggered, you see it immediately. And you don't react. You choose. So I am just here to reinforce some things for you this evening and tell you and encourage you, because there is a vast amount of information that gets transmitted to you. All of the pieces and parts are not in play yet. We're drawing them together, pieces such as color codes, pieces such as rays of creation, and we're expanding on those. So it's going to take several months to get all those pieces in play to where you see a pattern to it. And then you begin to understand how they all work together. Now, in this 8th, 9th, and 10th ray, those rays also work together. None of the rays are separate from one another. The first three are always within every single ray. Stands to reason why that is, because they stem from source. They are pure source energy. So you have begun to see a little beyond into the more creative parts of source energy. And many of you are remembering. There is something about this flower of life I have to remember. There's something about the cube that I know, but yet I can't remember. So this is what is coming forth now, and that we have kind of brought you through the first six rays and continually reinforced that. We have interjected these templates that you have recovered from the time locks and made them more usable. Now we're going to start looking at the massiveness of the flower of life and Metatron's cube. So in order to touch on this, we aren't going to go in great depth this evening, but Metatron is here to speak with you about that, so that you understand that, and what you are remembering is absolutely so, that your mastery is returning. Thank you for receiving me this evening, and I will now step aside to allow Lord Metatron to speak with you.